RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Hope you are starting your Tuesday off right. And maybe you are already ending your Tuesday workday. Shout out to all my third shifters, overnighters, truck drivers, moving the goods from state to state. You already know what it is. Shout out to all my people heading to the gym right now, pumping that iron, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now, or if you're just on the way to work, shouts out to you. All right, we got things to get into. Was not a good night last night for the Atlanta Braves. That dadgum Freddie Freeman, man. Always finding a way to come back here and do us harm. Go ahead, 3-run home run for the Dodgers last night. Can you believe it? I can believe it. It's Freddie Freeman. But it's like, dang, he always does, like, every time he's played against us, it feels like he's hit a home run. Just about every time. I don't think he did it his very first time back at Truist, but when we went to L.A., he hit one, and now he came back last night again, and he hit one. So I really, really don't want to see Freddie Freeman anymore, but we got 2 more games of him. Hopefully we can not have him do that the rest of the series. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. Yesterday felt like a missed opportunity. Yesterday felt like a game that should have been won, and we let go by the wayside. Braves lose 8-6, by the way, if you didn't see last night, to the Dodgers at home. They had a rookie pitcher going in Gavin Stone. Stone had only pitched four innings in his major league career thus far. He had a 9 ERA. And the Braves did what they were supposed to do early on. Scored four runs in the first inning. Eddie Rosario hit a three-run homer. And things were looking peachy keen to start out. But then, Charlie Morton started to get a little banged up. And things started to go south quickly. So, top of the first, no problem for Charlie. Even struck out Freddie Freeman swinging. Bottom of the first, we went straight to work. Like I said, Sean Murphy scored Ronald Acuña Jr., who continues to be automatic in the first inning. Acuña led things off with a double. Sean Murphy singled. Of course, Acuña scored. Then Eddie Rosario hit a three-run home run after Austin Riley walked. Braves up 4-0. Then Charlie Morton gives up a homer. Then it stayed 4-1 for a little bit till we get to the top of the fourth, and Max Muncy scored Freddie Freeman on a fielder's choice. Peralta then hit a triple to make it 4-3. Then we moved to the top of the fifth, and that's when Freddie did his thing. Three-run home run after Rojas hit a single, Betts, Mookie Betts walked, and Freddie came up and smacked it out of the park. That made it 6-4. We did come right back, make it 6-5. So we're like, okay, we're still in this. Then Joe Jimenez is pitching. He gets an out. Actually, gets two outs. Then Ryan Snicker takes out Joe Jimenez, brings in A.J. Minter to face Mookie Betts. Still 6-5 at this point. There's two outs. Then Betts singles. Run scored. Makes it 7-5. Then top of the seventh, AJ, again, still in. Gives up another homer. Martinez hits another one. It's 8-5. The Braves would score one in the bottom of the eighth to make it 8-6. Marcelo Zuna stays relatively hot, but to no avail. Braves lose 8-6. So, again, I think it's opportunity missed. You get four on Gavin Stone, their rookie pitcher. You do what you're supposed to do. Gavin Stone didn't come out right after that, though. Gavin Stone was in there for three more innings, four more innings. He stayed in through the fifth inning. He pitched the bottom of the fifth, and then Ferguson came in the bottom of the sixth for the Dodgers. You got to keep scoring or just don't give up that many runs. But both can't happen. You can't start giving up a whole bunch of runs and then stop scoring. You can't have both in that situation. So Braves lose 8-6. Bummer. But you get back right. You get right back on the horse tonight. The good thing about baseball is don't have a lot of time to think about it. You get right back out there. You play. And look, they have their top prospect, the Dodgers, going tonight in, of course, why do I always forget this guy's name? His last name is Miller. Can't remember his first name. Sorry, young buck. But this is going to be his first major league start. I can't tell you that while I remember his name. Bobby Miller. Bobby. So Bobby Miller's making his first major league start tonight. And it could go one of two ways for the Braves. They could just pour it on him and give him, you know, a sore welcome to the majors kid. Or maybe because we haven't seen Bobby Miller's stuff before, could be like, oh, we might struggle with him for a little bit. So we'll see. But to me, you have to take advantage of this. You missed out an opportunity yesterday because you got four against him in the first, but you couldn't keep scoring against a rookie pitcher who was making his second major league start. Now you got to take advantage of a dude making his first major league start, and you got to find a way to win this ballgame. Bullpen has to be better. We got Spencer Strider on the mound, so hopefully he can go a little bit longer. But to me, of course, you can't call a game in May a must win, but you want to win this series, you definitely got to win this one, obviously. So hopefully the Braves can get it done. But let's hear a little bit of post-game audio from Brian Snicker. And I first told you about Snicker making the decision in the top of the sixth inning to take out Joe Jimenez after he already gotten two outs, bring in A.J. Minter to face Mookie Betts. Then Betts gets the single, scores another run. That gives Dodgers a little bit of insurance, really all the insurance they needed. And Brian Snicker talked about why he made that decision.
He's got a good history with him, really good. I mean, over the past few years, I mean, he's been really good on Mookie and didn't, you know, it's probably, I guess, Mookie's due to get him because, yeah, right. I've liked the matchup for the last 3 years. It's worked. Didn't work tonight.
Mookie got the best AJ that night, yesterday, I should say. So, again, bummer, but get back out there. Got to take advantage of a rookie pitcher making his first ever major league start tonight in Bobby Miller. Brian Snicker also talked about, he was asked if the bullpen needs to help out the starters and, you know, if the bullpen needs to be better, basically. He was basically asked if the bullpen needs to be better, and he said, I think it's the other way around. I think the starters need to go longer. So he talks about the starters needing to go longer in the bullpen to help out the bullpen. And the offense, they got to keep scoring too.
Well, no, I think it's the other way around. I think our rotation needs to cover innings to help the bullpen, probably, you know. And they've been doing a good job. We've been, say, under the circumstances and what we've been through, I think we're kind of holding our own and doing okay. I mean, tonight didn't work out, and, you know, there's a couple of situations there that might have been different. And, you know, we kept fighting in the game and had a chance late. So, I don't know. It's a tough game. Yeah, it was a tough game to lose. But, you know, it's going to be a really tough game to win after, you know, we just kind of, you know, we had another one of our first innings and then kind of stalled out for a while. So, I don't know what the gist of that is. It's early. Rather, if you're going to score those four, you'd probably rather do it in the seventh or eighth when the other team doesn't have so much time to come back. Or we got to keep adding on, you know, doing a better job adding on.
I agree. It's great to get four runs in the first, but a team like the Dodgers, you got to think they're going to be able to chip away and chip away and chip away, and that's what they did. Chipped away a little bit in the second and third. Then Freddie obviously hit that three-run home run in the fourth or the fifth, I believe it was. And then they kept adding on. They didn't stop there once they got the lead. They kept adding on because they know the Braves are going to score a little bit more. Now, the Braves only scored two more runs. But you got to keep scoring, and you got to try and keep these guys back. You can't start giving up more runs, and you can't stop scoring at the same time. That's how you lose ball games. But, again, it's all right. No need to panic. Still only May. The loss hurts because, again, feels like a missed opportunity. You were going up against a rookie pitcher who had not gotten off to a great start in his first major league start. And you got off to a good start against him yesterday, putting up four in the first. Then bats went a little cold. Dodgers bats started to get hot. So, just a frustrating night all around for the Braves, especially when, you know, our old friend Freddie Freeman hits a three-run home run to give the Dodgers the lead. But what are you going to do? Can only go back out there and keep playing for the Braves. And by the way, it was cool to see Freddie Freeman get the ovation that he did in his first at-bat. But I wonder, like, how long is this going to go on? Like, Freddie's been playing with the Dodgers for a little while now. Like, he's been back to Atlanta. He's faced Atlanta. This is his second time coming back to Atlanta. He's played Atlanta three times now. I don't know how much more we need to, like, make a whole ordeal about him coming up to bat and stuff like that. At some point, we just got to be like, all right, Freddie's here. Cool. Like, he plays for the Dodgers now. It is what it is. I don't know how much more of a spectacle we need to keep making Freddie Freeman coming back. It's no shade to Freddie. I love Freddie. Won a World Series, won MVP, multiple All-Stars, Silver Slugger. I mean, great player. Wish we could have kept him, but I'm glad we got Matt Olson too. So I just wonder how long it's going to go on that we have to keep, like, giving Freddie this standing ovation in his first at-bat? Like, how many more games is going to go on? Was that it? Was last night it? Was that the last one? Because it's like, at this point, it's like, all right, like, he's a Dodger now. We don't got to do all that for him no more. Like, he plays for the other team now. But anywho. All right. On the other side, when we come back, you already know what time it is. We going around the A. We'll talk about the Falcons because Desmond Ridder joined Good Morning Football. He talked about looking forward to playing Bryce Young in his week one matchup, reminisces on his battle against him in the Cotton Bowl in 2021 when Alabama and Cincinnati were in the college football playoff, taking on one another. He also talked about playing his former teammate this season, Sauce Gardner. That's right. Dez and Sauce going to go at it after going to battle for a couple of years. So we'll react to that. We'll keep talking Braves as well. That's all coming up next. It is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. We'll go around the A after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I put on for my city. At least I try to. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Hanging out with my guy Max Van Auken. Two Max later on, actually in about 20 minutes. I need to get your thoughts on the Lakers.
Absolutely.
Getting swept, man.
I know.
The Nuggets busted out the brooms on them boys.
They really did.
Sheesh. I thought they were at least going to get the one last night, but didn't happen for them. The Celtics, though. I do expect them to get swept tonight.
Do you? So two sweeps.
Yeah. I thought the one that wasn't going to happen was the Lakers. The Celtics looked defeated. They looked defeated in game three. Once I saw game three, I was like, yeah, the Celtics are done.
Yeah, mentally just broken.
They're mentally broken. No physical or mental toughness about them. They're over with. They're cooked.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown's going to be here soon.
I hope so. Bring him on. Do what you got to do. Go ahead, Landry. Make the call. So, we'll see. But I fully expect the Celtics to get swept tonight. They haven't shown any fight. Don't expect them to start showing any fight now. But we'll get to that in about 19 minutes here. I do, however, want to talk to you about the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to talk about the Braves a little bit more. Let you hear one more piece of audio from Brian Snicker. Also, a former Atlanta Hawk has retired. We'll get into that right now because it's time to go around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Atlanta Falcons continue to prepare for their 2023-2024 campaign, and Desmond Ridder joined Good Morning Football. Steve Smith was there. And speaking of Steve Smith, obviously a great Carolina Panther, the Atlanta Falcons obviously faced Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers week one. And if you remember, Bryce Young, Desmond Ridder, they got a little bit of history. 2021, they faced off in the college football playoff, the Cotton Bowl, between Alabama, Cincinnati. So Steve Smith asked Desmond Ridder, what's it going to be like to face Bryce Young in week one? And what are your thoughts on Bryce and that matchup against the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, obviously he's a great player, you know, both on and off the field. He's a great person. He's just smart, you know. He has the intangibles, and then, you know, you talk about on-the-field stuff. He's just able to deliver every ball, you know, that there can be. And then, obviously, the way he manages his game is great. And, you know, for us, obviously, we get to see each other twice a year. So, you know, it's going to be a fun matchup. Obviously, he's one up on me, so I got to get one back on him. We'll look to do that first week.
That's right. We got to get our lick back, Desmond. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your lick back, and we're trying to start off 1-0. You did? So definitely want to get off to a good start. We'll be at home here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium for week one when it finally comes around. And it's getting there. It's getting there slowly but surely. We're getting closer and closer to training camp. Then we'll be at the preseason. And before you know it, we'll be kicking off the regular season of the NFL. But good stuff there from Desmond Ridder. And not only is he facing Bryce Young this season, but he's also facing a former teammate. It's going to be a little saucy out there in New York. He's facing Sauce Gardner, obviously a former teammate of his on that Cincinnati team that faced Bryce Young in the Cotton Bowl in 2021. And Desmond Ridder also talked about facing his former teammate if he stays in touch with them and if they've been talking any trash thus far as they look ahead to their matchup.
No, we stay in touch, but we know what it is as soon as we hit the field. You know, it's just strap it up and let's go. But no, you know, that's my good buddy, Ahmad. You know, we've been through a lot together. And obviously, you know, we played each other last year in preseason. So, you know, we was talking here and there during practice and everything. But no, you know, when the lights come on, you know, it's going to be a fun one up there in New York.
When the lights come on, you better start cooking them, Desmond. I don't care if you got to throw at him or away from him. It's probably better if you throw away from Sauce Gardner because he's pretty darn good. He was Defensive Rookie of the Year for a reason. But we'll be an interesting matchup. I do wonder, like, how many times is he going to throw at Sauce? I guess it just all depends on if whoever is being guarded by Sauce Gardner, I would have to guess, maybe Drake London. Guess it just depends on how many times Drake London is open. I don't see Desmond forcing any throws just to throw at Sauce. I don't think he would do that. But it will be interesting to see how many times he throws Sauce's way. Because obviously, if it is a scenario where Drake London is being guarded by Sauce Gardner, we know that Des and Drake connection is strong. And that's his guy. So it'll be interesting to see how many times he does end up throwing at his former teammate. That's going to be a very fun matchup to watch. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers will be there too. But it'll be Desmond Ridder versus Sauce Gardner on the offensive side of the football for the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons also made some news yesterday. They announced that they are have signed J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. They announced on Monday, and the corresponding move, they placed wide receiver Jared Bernhardt on the reserved/retired list. So that kind of sucks for Jared Bernhardt. If you don't remember, him and Desmond Ridder, speaking of Desmond Ridder, they connected on that game-winning Hail Mary in week one of the preseason against the Detroit Lions last year. That was fun. That was fun to talk about for a day or so. But the mystique and mystery and magic of Jared Bernhardt may be over with the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see. But bringing in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, former Philadelphia Eagle, former Seattle Seahawk. We'll see if he does anything. If I had to guess, probably just a training camp body. He could make the team. I wouldn't tell you to expect him to make the team, but you never know. Probably going to be a practice squad guy. Was not very good for the Eagles. Didn't really get any playing time with the Eagles, obviously with Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Kenny Gainwell. So we'll see what Whiteside's role ends up being, but I don't expect it to be anything crazy. Again, I think he'll be here for the preseason. I think he'll be a training camp body. May make the practice squad. If he has a good run, maybe we see him make the 53-man roster. But again, I am not betting on it. That's no shade to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. That is just looking at what we have on the depth chart in Drake London. This is looking at just wide receivers, but I mean, you can throw Kyle Pitts in there too. Cordell Patterson, Mac Hollins, Scotty Miller. We also signed Penny Hart. I think Penny Hart would be more of a special teams guy, but still, that wide receiver room is deep and might be tough for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside to break out and really find himself a big role on this team. Maybe he could end up being a special teamer. That's an option. So we shall see. But the Falcons have signed wide receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And I know it's spelled Arcega. And y'all are probably like, it's spelled Arcega. Why are you saying Arcega? It's pronounced Arcega, if you didn't know. Why? I don't know. Don't ask me why it's pronounced like that. Just know it's pronounced like that. You're welcome. Anywho, moving on to the Braves. Again, lost to the Dodgers last night. But again, tonight, you got to take advantage. You missed an opportunity last night to beat up on their young pitcher who was only making his second career major league start. You beat up on him in the first inning, but you kind of left him off the hook the rest of the time during his outing. He went four more innings after that, and you really couldn't muster up another run against him. I think you scored maybe one more run. You did score one more run on him, but you feel like you maybe could have done a little bit more damage. But Bobby Miller going for the Dodgers tonight, making his major league debut. Hopefully, the Braves are able to rough him up and give him a nice warm welcome to the majors, to the show, by putting a 6 or 7 spot on him, hopefully. So hopefully the Braves can bounce back tonight and beat the Dodgers. Spencer Strider's going for the Braves, so you feel good about that matchup. And this feels like a game the Braves should win, bounce back, and then we'll have the rubber match on hump day, and we'll see what happens with Bryce Elder on the mound on Wednesday. Let's hear, though, from Brian Snicker, just talking about the loss yesterday and giving his overall thoughts on the ball game.
Like, I started out pretty good and just, I don't know, wasn't real crisp then. I don't know. I mean,
he sounded a little grumpy there. I understand why he would be grumpy. Got out to a 4-0 lead, he couldn't keep it. I mean, did he not sound grumpy? Just, man, you know, just on a tough ball game. I don't know. Just grumpy, man. I understand. I'd be grumpy too if I was the manager. But anywho, Braves lose 8-6 last night. They'll try to get back on the side of winning tonight and try to become the second team to 30 wins, because after the Dodgers win last night against the Braves, they became the first team in the National League that is 30 wins. Tampa Bay Rays have had 30 wins for a hot second now. Speaking of a hot second, you know Carmelo Anthony was the Atlanta Hawk for a hot second. Made a jersey and everything. Now, he never wore Atlanta Hawks jersey, but a jersey was made. Pictures are out there of an actual Carmelo Anthony jersey. I wonder who has that jersey. Who kept that jersey? There's one person out there in the world, Max, that has a Carmelo Anthony jersey. I wonder who it is.
They're listening now like, I got it.
Right. Hey, tweet at me if you got that if you got that number 15 Carmelo in that old Atlanta Hawk jersey. Tweet at me. If you want to send it my way, I'll take it. You probably want to keep it, though. It might be worth some money. Could be worth some money now. But anywho, I say that to say Carmelo Anthony has officially retired. He announced it on his social media page. And Carmelo Anthony, man, walking bucket. Just a straight-up bucket, man.
Let me ask you, do you think of Carmelo as a Nick or a Nugget?
Whew, that's a good question. Because he went to the Western Conference Finals with the Nuggets. He won a playoff series, too, with the Knicks. I kind of see him as both. It's like young Carmelo Anthony. I see this. Braids Carmelo Anthony is a Nugget.
Different.
Short hair Carmelo Anthony is a Knick.
Yep. Because he has a scoring title, I believe, with the Knicks as well.
Yes.
And then
yes,
just the way does. The Knicks embraced them. But I say that because I used to say I think Jokic is the best Nugget ever, like already.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But I'm like, wait a second, Carmelo. Granted, the Nuggets are going to the finals for the first time in history now, but I'm like, Melo, prime Melo, I don't know if you consider that with the Nuggets, but regardless, that guy was a problem with Denver.
He was a problem with the Nuggets. I mean, that season where they went to the Western Conference Finals, him, AI, I think J.R. Smith was on that team too. Hey, yeah. Speaking of the that Nuggets team was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't run into Kobe, they could have been a little bit of a problem too, because J.R. Smith with the Nuggets, he was a bucket too. He was a high flyer, but anywho, Carmelo Anthony retiring. He still got his. I think he's got like his. He's got a wine now. I mean, he's still set for life. He's got plenty of money. He's got other ventures he's diving into now. But he was a Hawk. Shame we didn't get to see him in that Hawk uniform for at least one game. But again, that jersey is out there floating around in the universe somewhere. That number 15 old Carmelo Anthony Hawk jersey. Again, if you got it, tweet at me. Let me know. Show me the pic. But speaking of the Denver Nuggets, Max just mentioned it. We'll mention it here more when we get to the last segment here in about 8 minutes. Nuggets making it to the NBA Finals for the first time in their franchise history. So they've been around for 47 years and finally making it to the NBA Finals. The Joker putting up another triple-double, his 8th postseason triple-double. He had three of them in that 4-game series against the Lakers, man. So he did his thing. Jamal Murray balled out. So they'll take on the winner of the Celtics and Heat series, the Miami Heat, because let's just face it, they're going to get swept. I honestly am going to be shocked if the Celtics win tonight. I would be shocked.
By the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jokic has 8 triple-doubles in the postseason, which is a record.
He does. Yeah. That's
crazy.
That's crazy. Yes, and it is a record because I think he passed Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. Wilt has everything.
Right, because Wilt has 7, and then Jokic had obviously tied him, and the last night he surpassed him when he got that triple-double last night. So, man, Jokic on a tear. I agree with you, Max. I think he's the best Nugget ever, even though Carmelo Anthony was a bucket with the Nuggets. Once you get a team to the finals for the first time, I mean, that says a lot. Plus, I mean, 2-time MVP. Carmelo didn't win an MVP with the Nuggets. He never got the Nuggets, obviously, to the NBA Finals. And he has freaking 8 triple-doubles in the postseason. So not only is he posting up triple-doubles, he's doing it when it matters most. So we'll continue to talk about the Denver Nuggets. And we'll continue to talk about the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics as the Heat look to close out the Heat tonight. I had that all messed up. The Heat look to close the Celtics out tonight in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll break it all down. We'll react to the Nuggets going to the finals. And again, I'll continue to explain why the Celtics are going to get swept tonight. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Hope you're starting your day off right. Or if you're one of my overnighters, a third shifters, a truck drivers moving the goods from state to state, I hope you are maybe ending your Tuesday workday well, and you're going to go get you a little schnooze, count some Z's, and then enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, however you may feel the need to do so. But we got some things to still cover here on the Hometown Take before we hand things off to the morning shift. In about 17 minutes or so, we'll talk to Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, who's back today after his NASCAR trip. We'll get into him about that. But we have to talk about the NBA playoffs, because we have one team punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. That is the Denver Nuggets. We talked about it earlier, Max and I. First time in franchise history for the Nuggets. They've been around 47 years. As you know, it takes a minute sometimes for teams to get to the finals. So that's just a little motivation for all us Hawks fans out here. Keep the faith. It's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. We got this. We did win a championship as like the St. Louis Hawks, but that doesn't count. The Atlanta Hawks haven't done anything. But anywho, as you can probably guess, Nikola Jokic was named the Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP. He posted another triple-double last night. 30 points, 13 assists, 14 rebounds. Jamal Murray had another very nice game as well. 25 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, a block, 2 as well. Was a big part of the, actually, he was probably the biggest reason LeBron didn't score there at the end. Kind of tied him up, got his hand on the ball. He got all ball too. The replay showed it. And he was vital on getting that final stop on that final possession to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. So they'll take on the winner of the Heat and Celtics series, which, again, is going to be the Miami Heat. The Celtics look utterly defeated. Last game, game 3, they lost by 26 points in a game where was basically must win because you go down 3-0. We know how that ends up. No team has come back from it. And they lost by 26, and it was never really even a game. So, again, to me, the Boston Celtics have no mental toughness. They are checked out. They are defeated. They are cooked. They are done. And game 4, I'm not going to say they're going to completely roll over, but I think the Miami Heat smell blood in the water, and this is a Miami Heat team. When they smell blood in the water, they're going to finish. If the Heat have shown me anything, they are going to finish the job. And the Celtics have shown me, quite frankly, that they're done. They're cooked, and I expect them to roll over. So that's it for that. We'll see if we'll see just what happens. Game four is tonight. But as far as the Nuggets go, I mean, that was a really good series. That was a really solid series. It hasn't been like this Heat and Celtic series has felt like it should be 3-0 Miami. It's felt like that. The Denver Lakers series didn't feel like it should be a sweep. The Lakers were pretty much in every game. It's just they couldn't do the things at the end to close out. They couldn't make the big shots. They couldn't get the big stops. And they couldn't get that performance that they needed from one of the other guys. Like, Aaron Gordon was kind of that guy last night for the Denver Nuggets. I mean, Jokic and Jamal did their thing, but Aaron Gordon had a lot of big shots. The Lakers never really got that performance. Like, D'Angelo Russell never really gave them that performance. They never really got that performance from a guy like Dennis Schroeder. Like, they needed one other guy to just give them a little something. Like, maybe, like, close to 20 points. And they never really got that. And the Nuggets did get that. And that was really the difference. So, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. And, Max, I know you are our resident Lakers fan. I mean, how are you feeling, man? I know it stings a little bit. I personally wanted to see LeBron get another ring too, but I can't be mad at what the Denver Nuggets have done. I mean, you got to feel happy for them in a way too.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about, for one, that is the best old man performance we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
The year 20 to have 31 in the first half. That's the most points he's ever had in one half in the playoffs. And
yeah.
He did it in year 20. But granted, yeah, you have to – the Denver just – even though, like you said, it was close games every game.
It was.
Denver was the better team, and they earned it. They deserved it. I've said Giannis is the best player in the world. If Jokic wins a championship as the best player – on that team, I think he takes the title. Doesn't mean Giannis can't get it back, but I think we're not only seeing Jokic being the best player in the world, I think he could be the fifth greatest center ever. I think he could pass Hakeem.
It's hard to argue right now the way he's playing. He's not there yet. Like you said, not there yet. He's got to win the title because obviously Hakeem got the title. But he's got the skill set to do it. I mean, he's got everything you would want in a big man.
Think about Dirk, too. I mean, Dirk's kind of like, I know he's not a center, he's a power forward, but he's kind of like the face of international play.
Right.
Does Jokic surpass Dirk if he wins a ring?
He could.
I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment, but he has two MVPs lead Denver to their first championship.
Yeah, he could. I think the longevity has to be there for Jokic like it's been there for Dirk. And, I mean, Nikola Jokic has shown us nothing that would lead us to believe he's not going to be around for a long time. I mean, he's the way he plays, I believe he can play for – a good long while. I don't see why he couldn't have his own 20-year career if he wanted to. Now, maybe he doesn't aspire to have that, but I don't see why he wouldn't. But Jokic can do all of that, that you said. I don't disagree with anything you just said. He could pass Kareem. He could pass Dirk as the face of, you know, international basketball players in the NBA. I could see all that because, I mean, Jokic is just playing at such a high level right now. And, again, the way he's playing, he can continue that for such a long time. So, and the core of this Nuggets team is young. I mean, they got Jamal. They got Jokic. Michael Porter Jr., young. I have to look at the contract situation for Aaron Gordon, but if they keep him around, I mean, that's another good piece. So you continue to just keep pieces around those guys. And, I mean, there's no reason this team can't be back in the finals next year and for years to come.
You know, that's a really good point because I think we live in this microwave society. It's like, who
for
are you going to get? Who are you going to sign? Who are you going to trade for?
Right.
Denver never blew it up.
No.
And, like, they had some pressure. Like, hey, when are you going to – you guys, now we don't take you seriously. Denver never does it. They never do it.
Right.
And they've been kind of in the mix for a while, but this Denver front office is like, no, we're going to keep this core together. And so you look at Miami. They're not built off big free agents.
No.
They kind of just build a culture. You stick with it. And Jimmy was kind of written off. All of a sudden – reignites his career. You have Denver, sticks with it. Boston, I think they'll stick with it, but I think there's still something to be said to sticking with it.
Oh, most definitely. Like, and also, too, this postseason, to me, has shown, like, there's something to be said about just playing the game the right way. Like, the Celtics, they're a very good team. I think they somewhat live on three-pointers a little too much, though. But the Nuggets and the Heat, like, they have a good mix. Like, I feel like they don't shoot too many threes. They take it to the basket when they need to. Like, and it just seems like their main guys, Jimmy Butler for the Heat, always makes the right basketball play. Nikola Jokic always makes the right basketball play. Like, when Jamal Murray was on that burner that he was on and scored 23 points in the fourth, Jokic had open shots that he was just blatantly passing up because he knew Jamal was on a heater and he knew he had to get them the ball. That's playing the game the right way. And Jokic does that. Jimmy Butler does that. Like, Jimmy didn't have to do too much in game three. He only had 16 points. But he knew Gabe Vincent was hot, and so he was feeding him the ball. So there's something to be said about playing the game the right way, too, and knowing when to pick your spots and knowing when to facilitate. I think there's something to be said about that, too. And, you know, these guys and Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, they have shown what it means to be that dude. It's not always just about scoring. You got to do that, too. You got to show up and you got to score when your team needs you to score. But you also just have to make the right basketball play when your team needs it too. Like, just knowing what your team needs when they need it, that really is the epitome of being a superstar. And LeBron, you know, has done that for a long time too. But, you know, Jokic and Jamal, they got on a heater. And again, I think the Denver role players were a lot better than the Lakers role players as well. So I think that was a big part of it too, because I don't think, you know, LeBron, I think he shot one too many threes. He took some bad shots down the stretch of a couple of those games. But otherwise, him and AD didn't really play bad. And again, the Lakers as a whole really didn't play bad. I just think the Nuggets were, like you said, better. So we'll see. I think Heat Nuggets, because again, that's what it's going to end up being. Let's just keep it a buck. Heat Nuggets is going to be a very entertaining series. These are two teams that got a lot of fight, a lot of physicality, and two teams that are just playing very good basketball right now. So I will be interested to see a Nuggets Heat series. I know maybe the casual basketball fan didn't want that, but I am licking my chops to see that. So we'll see how it pans out. But Miami still does have to win one more game, though. Boston isn't completely dead yet. I think it's only a matter of time, but they are completely dead yet. So we will see how that finals matchup shakes out. The finals do start on June 1st, so be interested to see what Nuggets and Heat will look like. Again, Nuggets still got to win. I mean, the Heat still have to win tonight, but I expect them to win. All right, we'll talk to the Morning Shift up next. We know they're winning for sure, and we'll see what they got coming up on the show. We'll catch up with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson right after this on the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.